Today's Mishnayos on Masech Teshvias, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. So the Mishnah is going to begin continuing to discuss different items, whether they're subject to the laws of Shvias or not subject to the laws of Shvias. So to be clear, the Perek began with a klal gadol v'shvias, and that is, anything that's Michael Adam, Michael Behema, or it's Mimin HaTsoivim, is subject to the laws of Shvias. Anything that either people eat, animals eat, or people plant because they use byproducts of this plant as a dye, would be subject to the laws of Shvias. Anything else, even if it grows from the ground, would not be subject to the laws of Shvias. Then the Mishnah says, depending on whether it's a Dover HaMeskayim Ba'aretz or Ein HaMeskayim Ba'aretz, that will determine whether it's subject to the laws of beer or it's not subject to the laws of beer. So again, with that introduction, Zok the Mishnah. HaVered. A vered is a rose. The Rav says, a shoshan. V'haketof. That, the Rav says, is Ilan Afarsamoy. So this is the tree that balsam oil comes from. V'haloitem, another type of plant, Yeshlam Shvias, V'ledmeim Shvias. They're subject to the laws of Shvias, and if you sold it, the Ketusha Shvias would transfer over to the money. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon said, Ein l'ktof Shvias, Ketof is not subject to the laws of Shvias, Mepnei she'enoi pri, because Ketof is really not a pri. So the Ketof was interesting. The Ketof was a tree that had branches but no fruit. The Tanan debated here and in other places in Shas whether the branch was considered the fruit of the tree or we looked at it merely as a branch. Now, they weren't roi l'achila, but at the same time, the minig was to take these branches, you would burn them, and when you burnt them, you used to have ha'nah from them. Reb Shimon holds that ketof is a branch, and if it's a branch, branches are not subject to the laws of Shvias, and therefore ein l'ktof Shvias b'pnei she'enoi pri. The Tanakama argues. The Tanakama views the branch as the fruit of the tree. Because it views it as the fruit of the tree, fruits are subject to the laws of Shvias, so therefore the branches of the ktof would be subject to the laws of Shvias as well. Mishnah Zayin. So Mishnah Zayin is going to discuss where the laws of Shvias meet the laws of Taruvos. So we know that anytime you have a mixture between a dover that's aser ba'achila and a dover that's mutter ba'achila, you have a taruvos. So what's the halacha? There's a whole Shulchan Aruch, literally, that discusses it. Achri rabim lahatois, bittel b'roiv, bittel b'shishim, bittel b'meya, bittel b'masayim. Dover Shebeminyan is not batal. Chaticha Haruil is Chavit is not batal. You have a whole bunch of different halachas that discuss how you treat taruvos. Our Mishnah is going to discuss where you had one item that had Kedusha Shvias. It was Nesarev with something else that did not have Kedusha Shvias. And what exactly is the halacha? So Zok the Mishnah. Vered Chadosh. You had a new rose. New meaning it's Shvias. It's from the seventh year. Rose meaning it's a rose, it's a shoshan. We saw in the previous Mishnah, Havered v'hakoyfer v'haktof v'haloitim yesh lahem shvias. So we know that a rose is subject to shvias. So essentially, you have something that has kedusha shvias. In this case, it was a rose, shekofshe b'shemen yashan, and it was pickled, it was soaked inside old oil. Old in the sense that it was from the sixth year. So the oil has no kedusha shvias, the rose had kedusha shvias. But you know what happened? You just took this rose and you soaked it inside the oil so that now the oil has the tam of the vered, which in the world of taruvos, there's an idea of tam ke'ikr. We look at it as if there's a little bit of rose inside the oil, and as a result, you have a little bit of a shayla. You have to go ask your local rabbi, what do I do with this? So what would the rabbi say? It's a Mishnah. You lock it as haveret. All you have to do is make sure you quickly take out the veret, and if you take the veret out, that's going to be okay. Now, the Rav explains the halacha of the Mishnah. The potential issue you could have had with this rose is had the zman of beer passed. Meaning, if something has kedusha shvias, doesn't mean you're not allowed to eat it, right? Sometimes you get too intimidated over something. Something that has kedusha shvias, you're allowed to eat. It's just that there's limitations to it. La'achla v'loy l'schayra. One of the limitations is after the zman beer. So really what the Mishnah is saying is that really this rose would create problems inside the soil based on the halacha of tam ke'ikr. However, as long as the zman of the beer didn't pass yet, it's not a problem. And here's the punchline. You lack it as haveret, and even if now the zman of the beer passes, it's not going to impact the oil. You're going to tell me inside the oil I have the tam of a rose and the rose is subject to beer and now the zman beer already passed. Yeah, but at the time that the oil absorbed the time of the verit, it was before the Zman of the beer. So even though it's true now the Zman of the beer passed, but when it got its taruvos, the time came from a davar mutter. It didn't come from a davar aser. So even though it's true right now there's a Zman of beer, the Zman of beer is not going to touch, it's not going to impact the time of the verit that's inside the oil, and therefore the Mishnah says it's going to be mutter. V'yashan b'chadash. So yashan over here means, it's the reverse. Yashan means it's from the seventh year. In the first case, chadash was from the seventh, yashan was from the sixth. Here, yashan is the seventh, and chadash is the eighth. In the event that you have a verit from the seventh year, and it's inside oil from the eighth year, chay bebir. Then the halach is, this whole taruvus is going to be a problem, because we assume that the verit is giving tam into the shemen, tam ke'iker, and now it's the eighth year already, right? You can't have oil from the eighth year in the seventh year or in the sixth year by definition. So it's the eighth year. If it's the eighth year, it's already after the Zman beer. If it's after the Zman beer, so now it's really a taruvos of macholis asuras. As a result, halach is it's going to be chay bebir. Charuvim chadashim shekafsham b'yayin yashan. What happens if somebody has new charuvim? New over here means seventh year again, like I meant in the first case. You have new boxer and you soaked it in yayin yashan, inside wine that was from the sixth year, and it's already past the Zman of the beer. So in the first case of the Mishnah, Vered Chodesh, Kovshe, Veshem, and Yashon, Yilakid as a Vered, was because it was before the Zman of the beer. Over here, Charuvim Chadashim, Shekovshe, Beyan, Yashon, even though it sounds like it's the same exact case, it's just instead of a rose and oil, it's caribs inside wine. But the Rav says, quoting at Tesefta, it's talking about with the Zman of the beer passed already. Or if the Yashonim Chadashim, or if the Charuvim were from the seventh year, and they were inside chadash, they were inside wine that's from the eighth. You're in either one of these cases, chayav in the beer, you're going to be chayav in beer. Zeakal. Here's the rule of the Mishnah. So we have the case of the rose and the oil, and we have the case of the caribs inside the wine. We have the chadash and the yashan. We're not even sure what's chadash and what's yashan. It's a little bit confusing. Yeah, beer, no beer. But here's the rule. Kol shu benayis entan chayav levar. Any single time that you have something that has kedusha shvias, with this man of the beer already passed, the halach is, then if it was nisarev, and it was nois in time, even to a davar mutter, you'd have to be mevar everything. That's when mimbisha in a minim. That's assuming the two things were different minim, like all the cases in the Mishnah, where you had a verit and shemen, two different minim, or you had charuvim and yayin, where there were two different minim. However, mimba minoi, in the event that it was mimba minoi kolshu, then even if it wasn't nois in time, so if you would have mimba minoi, where one's from the sixth and one's from the seventh, one's from the seventh, one's from the eighth, then the halach is, even if it wasn't nois in time, the din would be, you'd have to be mevar shvius aseres kol shu b'mino, because shvius in svetimol asers even the kol shu if it's min b'mino v'shaloi b'mino, when it comes to shaloi b'mino, then it's benois and tam. That's literally a repeat of what we just said. And on that note, hadran alach, the seventh parak of Masechta Shvius.